That's realized time.
Yeah, I was fortunate. Yeah.
Give us a sense of how you feel about this team. I know you're 5-0, but what'd you use the bye week to work on the most?
Get healthy and just keep tightening up, you know, our execution and trying to get our backups ready to play, because as we've already found out this year, you need those guys. So we got a lot of reps for guys that are in the, you know, that second unit.
Kalani said that Cody is out this week, and I also know that Connor's out. Is anybody else expected to miss this week's game?
I think Cody and Connor, I think, are the only two that are out for sure.
Yeah. With Connor out, what, if any, adjustments are going to have to be made this week?
Just keep doing what we do. You know, the next guy up. So Sonny Maccasini played well in his place, and we've had we've been giving reps to Bruce there too, and we've got some contingency plans. And we've just been working different combinations so that we're ready for anything.
How do you get the run game going a little more despite, you know, the injuries to the line and injuries to running backs? How do you make that a little more productive?
That's a challenge. The injuries at O-line and at running back have been, you know, it's been hard to get anybody in a rhythm and really get rolling. Our run game has improved a great deal from a year ago. You know, we're a lot better than we were a year ago, and I think we're getting better every game. That's the other thing, is this season we've improved every single game. And so I think as long as we just keep making that incremental improvement, we're going to have a chance every week. And I think, you know, the end goal is just to play a little bit better each week than we played the week before. That's it. That's all you're thinking about, is win this game and show some improvement. And if we keep improving, then we'll see where we're at the end.
This Arizona defense has been very aggressive, and you talked about the fact that Baylor started blitzing you guys heavy into that game. You expecting essentially a similar type scheme almost coming into this one?
Arizona is a good defense. They play really well together. They are a very aggressive unit, very skilled, and I'm impressed. I think there's, you know, all the talks about their offense, but their defense has actually played very well this year, and they're doing a good job. Very disruptive and athletic.
How happy have you been with your red zone offense? It seems to me like that's been a pretty strong
thing. Yeah, it's been a positive up to this point. And there's still some things we can do a little better, but a red zone offense has been a bright spot for sure.
How about Jake's play against Baylor and just through five games?
Yeah.
How do you assess how
he thought he played very well against Baylor. I think as far as like overall, I think he's, you know, getting better every game. Through nine starts or whatever, I mean, he's up there with some of the best QBs ever played here, at least statistically. And I expect him to just keep getting better every game. Again, that's the goal, is just play a little better each week. And I see that happening with him. I expect him to do it again this week.
You talked about the lack of continuity through running backs, but are you expecting LJ to kind of just pick up where he left off?
Yeah, I mean, LJ is a good player, and if he's feeling good Saturday and ready to go, then you'll see a lot of him.
Did you learn much from last year's bye week before the TCU game that you've kind of implemented to maybe avoid the offensive roster?
We've talked a lot about that. You know, what did we do wrong last year to play so poorly off the bye? And we took a look at everything, and I think we made some good corrections. We probably practiced a little too much last year. After the bye week, you don't want to be rusty, but you don't want to overdo it either. And I think we found a good balance this week. We'll find out on Saturday if we did it right.
What's been your message to the offense regarding just additional spotlight, national attention? Is it business as usual, or is there a little bit like, hey, enjoy this because it doesn't come around every single year?
No, I mean, mostly we've just talked about how, you know, The only thing that really matters is just the next opponent and just trying to play better this week than we did the last week, and that's it. And, you know, in the summer, nobody thought we were any good, and that didn't mean anything. And now some people think we are pretty good. That doesn't mean anything either. All that matters is playing well on Saturday.
How has Gary been just as far as staying ready and being kind of still cued in and everything?
Gary is a total pro. I mean, he is he's a joy to have on this team. He prepares every day like he's going to be the starter, and in the games he's locked in. I know he's talking to Jake and have total confidence in him that if his opportunity comes, he'll be ready to play well. He's a good player and a great guy.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Yeah, thanks.